Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Werner Panton was a celebrated furniture and interior designer, best known for his love of color and use of unconventional materials. At Trapholt Museum in southern Jutland, Denmark, a new exhibition explores the designer's career and features furniture, lamps, and textiles, as well as sensuous, immersive environments. Monocle's Gabriele Delasante visited the exhibition and sent us this report.
The designs of Werner Panton might not exactly look like what many would think of as Danish design. Forget an abundant use of wood or reliance on soft and muted tones. Instead, Werner Panton, who operated between the 60s and 90s, rejected the rigorous functionalism that many of his counterparts adhered to at the time. Because for Panton, design wasn't about one single product, but rather about engaging with the senses. He often talked about this idea that a piece of furniture or lighting shouldn't just look good and cater for those with a good taste, but rather provide a sensory experience that interacts with the user. Today, showcasing Panton's work in what is the biggest exhibition on the Danish designer to date, Trapholt Museum of Modern Art in Denmark is recreating Panton's vision of what design meant to him. The exhibition explores the designer's take on the relation between color and the human senses. I caught up with curator Sarah Staunsea, who spent the past 2.5 years doing research to put this together.
For me, Panton is very important because of his total interiors. For many generations today, Panton is about, you know, a chair or a lamp, but with this exhibition, we actually managed to create a lot of these spaces, which he actually did throughout his career, starting from the 50s. And it's really show how his conceptual take on design is.
She walks me through one of the highlights of the exhibition. An installation named Light and Color, a sequence of beautiful color-coded rooms that showcase over 100 of Panton's designs.
The installation is an architectural tunnel, in a way. You go through these 8 rooms with all his designs, furniture and lamps mostly. You start in the light green room, next on to the dark green, and so on. There's mirror in both ends, so all the lights and all the colors will just, you know, embrace you. You can stand still and just feel the color and the lights, but you can also take a walk and be in a movement and feel the contrast from one color to another. There's different furniture and different lamps. It's very retrospective. Because Werner Panton, he picked out all the things by himself. He made for Trapholt, for this gallery space back in 98. And today we put it up again. So we collected all the items for this exact installation. There's 110 designs in this installation, and we managed to find 109 pieces, which we are happy about.
For many, both in Denmark and abroad, Werner Panton isn't about immersive interiors that interact with the senses, but rather one or maybe two colorful pieces of furniture and lighting many of us like to decorate our interiors with. Here in Denmark, Panton's flower pot is one of the most popular lamp designs that can be found in homes across the country. A small pendant designed in 1968, made up of 2 hemispheres facing each other. I paid a visit to the offices of Entradition, the design company that has produced the flower pot for over 20 years, where it remains the firm's best-selling lamp. I meet designer and researcher Henrik Lundlassen, who himself knew Werner Panton and introduced the flower pot to a tradition.
I always loved the design of Werner Panton. I always think he was extraordinary. For my home, I bought some old flower pots. And then, I, by coincidence, I got the chance to produce it. And now it's been in the new production for 22 years and has sold ever since. It has been a success for the former company of the flower pot and to us, of course, here in Entradition.
I asked him what makes the flower pot so special and relevant today. And for Henrik, the lamp's success comes down to the sheer simplicity of the design.
You have one sphere which is double up of the smaller sphere. And these two spheres has very nice proportions together. And I think that's why people like the lamp. And maybe in contrary to a more complex lamp, this is so simple. And then it's shiny. That gives a very good expression when you look at it. Gives a very cozy light.
Showcasing over 100 flower pot lamps and much, much more, the Werner Panton exhibition is a fantastic tribute to one of Denmark's greatest minds. For Monocle, I'm Gabriela Delisante.
My thanks to Gabriele Delisante for that report. The exhibition Werner Panton, Colouring a New World is on at Trapholt in Kolding, Denmark until the 14th of August 2022. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced and edited by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.